Dad, call in! Call the show!
Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reetha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Dooley.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning to the show, and I'll tell you, I'm still amazed, and Reetha won't be with us this morning, but, you know, every morning, every Monday morning, I'm saying, how does this happen? How does it become Monday so fast? But, no, here we are, you know, going on with so much in the news, and, you know, there's so much to keep up with. You know, I'm just amazed, and I'm amazed at how everybody keeps up, especially the baby boomers. They do really keep up with things, and it makes me want to keep up even more. So I do listen to Reetha's reports on the tech, because between Eric and Reetha, I'm learning slowly but surely, you know. But, you know, with all this news that's going on, we got to take time from watching and reading some of this stuff, you know. You take the scenario of the people that go into the movie theater. You got a crowd of people that may walk into a movie theater and see a negative movie, and then you got another crowd that sees the positive movie. Which crowd is happier? You know. So that's my point. Take some time. In fact, I read an article. I heard an article. Something about. It was in science that if you take at least 2 minutes a day to unplug, all right, you know, just 2 minutes, and actually think good thoughts, happy thoughts, or going to a park, if you have a park around or whatever, seeing green, it's actually good for your health. So, hey, just something to think about, you know, I mean, because, you know, let's face it, we turn on the news, we've got, all the stuff from the Middle East, all the stuff all around the world, the things that go on here, the car accidents you hear about, the storms. I mean, how much of that stuff do we want to put in our brains? Let's make it a point to take a little bit of time and transfer that over to the positive. And, you know, according to what they say, it makes a difference. So, food for thought. Anyway. You know, moving along, we try to. I hope everything's going good with Reetha. She's out and about, and I'm not sure if it's a little trip she's on or it could be something with a production she's doing. She's so busy all the time. But Reetha's a good example of being a baby boomer. She doesn't stop. She just keeps going and going and grinding and moving ahead and keeping busy in the business. She didn't turn a certain age and think of retiring and just sitting back. No, she keeps it going. So it's, you know, anyway, it's just something good to remember. Take time to unplug. And from there, let's see, we'll either do a commercial now, or we'll run into a commercial, or we just start right into our hot topic period. And I try to repeat this stuff through the shows, you know, and I talk about investments and situations like that. You know, I try to repeat it because I get emails.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
You know, I get these emails and, you know, where do people put their money? What do people do for retirement? So on and so forth. We've covered a lot of that stuff, but anyway, let's just touch on a few of the, you know, news updates. And, you know, we've been hearing a lot about the elections. Well, Trump basically, you know, what it's getting down to is, we got Trump, Kasich, and Cruz for the Republicans. Kasich is still hanging in there, but he's a bit too far out to be in this race. to finish up with the delegates and so on. And Trump basically says, if I win Indiana, it's over. It's 57 delegates in Indiana. And he's got a 15-point lead. If Cruz really has to do well for this Indiana situation, it could possibly be over for him. But when you talk to everyone, they say they're still hanging in there, and they pull all kinds of rabbits out of the hat to keep things going. He had the Cruz-Kasich alliance, and it kind of fizzled. And then he was basically the first person running for president to bring in a vice president at such an early stage. So he brought Curley in, and that didn't go too well, I guess. I don't know. Maybe it did. But that's what's out there. Is it was a little too early? Was it necessary? You know, all kinds of things flying around. But bottom line is Cruz really needs to do strong in the Indiana. And he's got to get moving on this. And like Trump said, he's going to have it sewed up if he does takes over. And this is going to be tomorrow. So Indiana is real important. He's going for the distance. They all say they're going for the distance. The majority of delegates, the magic number you know, is 1,237. So they need 1,237 delegates. So far, let's see, we got an updated number. Trump is at 1,002. Cruz is at 572. Kasich is at 57. Well, basically, you know, in the end, it's Indiana and California is going to kind of tell what's who's the delegate going to be for the Republicans. And Trump has been cleaning up so far. He's winning across the board. Tomorrow we'll see what happens in Indiana. And then it's on to California. It's showing that basically Trump has a lead of 27 over Cruz, bottom line. Like we said, he's got to do well tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be kind of exciting. We may find out what's really going on. So, you know, we talk about this. When you see all this stuff on TV and when you're trying to decide on who to vote for and so on, you don't just go by, like back in the days, a lot of you remember the Nixon-Kennedy debate, and so many people put their vote for the person that looked the best or sounded the best that night. Well, maybe they had an off night. You don't know. What the story was back then was Nixon didn't want to bother with the makeup. He was just going to go on stage, just go on and do his best. And Kennedy had gotten a little bit of sun or whatever, and he had the makeup, and he looked better. Well, just looking better, we all know that's not the thing. Or if they're, well, you say a celebrity puts something out of them, you know, that they back up this candidate, that candidate. Do your own research on what their beliefs are and everything. And you know, you go from there, basically. We get the picture on that. You know, don't just go by what you hear, you know, just do your research. For the Democrats, I think we know what's going on. Hillary is way out in front of her competitor, Bernie Sanders, and it looks like she may be the nominee. But, you know, I give Bernie credit. He's really hanging in there. So in the bottom or the top of the race, however you want to look at it, it could be a Trump versus Hillary, the way the numbers are going together. Take a deep breath on that one. And this is out of, you know, I go back to a lot of different elections. And I mean, maybe it's just that there's more coverage today than there was back then. But this is kind of a soap opera one. This is pretty exciting to see what's going to happen. Touching on the weather a little bit, going across the country. Atlanta, we got 77 degrees. If you're planning on traveling, we got pretty good weather at a lot of the airports. Texas, 59 degrees. Boston, 48. Chicago, 52. So I don't think we're looking at any snowstorms there. And Ohio, I think 52 degrees. And California, as usual, is in the 70s. So this is a good time for weather. Touching base on the sports. All right, I followed what's going on with the NBC News and sports. Soccer, there was a really interesting scenario. not a big soccer follower, but this is Manchester United. Leicester, if I pronounce that right, City, was it Wes Morgan scored the tie breaker against Martellus Point, because Martellus was the only one to score, and then and Morgan came up to make it a draw. So the Foxes versus the Reds battled it out, and they basically reached a draw. But the interesting scenario on this, and you might want to follow this up a bit, the pro soccer team, they built this team on a real shoestring budget in central England, Leicester City. And it's kind of like the story of the little engine that could, you know. They built this team up, and it turned out to be a championship team. In boxing, there's an interesting match coming up, a couple top-ranked boxers, Khan versus Canero. And in NASCAR, I'm just going to touch on a few of the little tidbits that's going on. That they're talking about ways to make the restrictor plates a little bit safer due to some of the accidents they had, so they're looking into that. A 100-year-old woman sets a world record at the Penn Relays. Now, there's a good example for us, you know. I think a lot of times it's kind of state of mind, you know. It's, come on, I'm 65, and you see videos or movies of people in their 60s and how they act, or in their 70s. And they start slouching down a little bit more, shuffling along a little slower. It takes them longer to get up off the couch. It doesn't necessarily have to be the rule of thumb. You can be wheeling and dealing at 65, 75, 85, and here's a lady who's 100 years old. I saw another video of some people. I think they were, where were they at, in their 90s or something, and doing parallel bars. So doesn't mean you got to get out and get on the parallel bars, but a lot of sitting and laying down and so on isn't good for you either. You come across time to retire, and you know you're not as busy. You're sitting around more. But this isn't the kind of thing you want. All right, what you want to do is you want to get out and about a little bit more, walk around the block, or you know we've talked about this before. Even though you're not working, there's so much. We're going to talk about that. The Stanley Cup, who is it, Pavlinski brings up the Sharks over the Predators to earn a 2-0 lead, if you follow the Stanley Cup. And then Golden State Warriors Curry says there's a pretty good chance he will be playing Game 3. And the Insiders.com basketball, George Karl never felt, okay, and good place of the Cousins. Steve Clifford gives high praise to the Heat's Sofstranda. Now, my problem is it's the pronunciation of some of the names. But and the Kings to interview David Blatt. So anyway, we'll touch base on a few of the things that's going on, and we're going to be getting more involved in sports and what's going on in the whole situation in the sports world. And again, I touch on, you know, going back to the news is really interesting, but you don't want to dwell on too much. Sometimes I follow too much news, and you're carrying this with you all day, and then you go to see a movie that, you know, may not be the, you know, maybe.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events. as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Win Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Win Magazine today by following Easy Win Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Okay, guys. I'm sorry about some of the sports things. I mentioned Steve Clifford gives high praise to Keith's S-P-O-D-S-T-R-S Pastrada. I'll get better on the names. We're coming into we're going to go into our period of time where we're going to touch base on some of our investing. You know, over the years, you've heard about different places to invest. Well, we're gonna get a tip from Warren Buffett himself. Okay, he said he drinks 5 Cokes a day. Now, I don't know if that's good for you, but it makes sense. He owns a lot of shares in Coca-Cola. In this article, I'll share about where Warren gives 5 lessons for retirees. Okay, what he says is, stay in the stock market. Buffett does not believe in investing in cash, currencies, or gold, or other commodities. You know, we're going to hear a lot of tips from people, and you got to kind of do your own research and everything, but like we've stated before, everyone, when you invest and go up and down in your 30s, a little bit different than going up and down in your 60s with your finances. You want to kind of stay stable. The stock market, they say usually it'll go up and down, but it floats along usually. In the long run, goes up like real estate. You have your big drops in real estate. But overall, it seems to go up. You know, homes back in the 20s, when our grandparents were buying, they would criticize them for paying $20,000 for a house. I mean, why put that much money in a house? And, you know, look where it is now. You'd never dream that a condo would cost $300,000. It's just hard to take. Yeah, but
hey,
that's what
Jim.
Hey, who do we got here? I'll be darned.
Hey.
Sophia.
How you doing? How you doing this morning?
Stopping in, Sophia. You know, everyone, I was hoping that Sophia would stop in. Sophia Alvarez is kind of a genius in the world of orchestrating, and we talk about this in the Baby Boomer shows, getting organized and planning and so on, and that's why I wanted Sophia to come on, because she's a strategic planner. And she knows how to keep things in order. And I think we need you to write a book on how to get us organized. Because what I'm hearing is a lot of baby boomers start accumulating stuff,
uh-huh,
and their houses get overwhelmed. And then they start, well, let's got a lot of time on our hands. Let's put our money here, put our money there. And they're not planning really. You know, like they got a plan on what's going on. And you have worked with us with these big events and situations like that. You could see how strategic planning comes in handy, right?
Oh, most definitely. That's one thing you have to make sure that you have everything organized, or else chaos happens.
Exactly. Yeah. And without that planning, you know, it's like lack of knowledge can be very costly. And you were over at the event that we did. They had a big event at the LA Convention Center, which they gave Eric his own section, at 10,000 more square feet. And now with that came the planning of all the different events that were going on, plus the entertainment on the stage. And now you're talking about choreographing performers, which Eric had a lot of performers. And we're also in one big room, and there's not big divider walls. You're talking about choreographing that with, what, 3 other stages that are going to also have performers and singers. And I remember looking over at you with your pencil and paper and directing everybody here and there. That had to be pretty tricky, right?
Yes, for sure. I mean, I got the experience from doing my 72-hour worship events where you had to, you know, organize all the music. Like every 2 hours, there was a new worship team coming on, and you're doing 72 hours continuous with nonstop. So, yes, you have to make sure you have all your ducks in a row.
They really got to be in a row because
yeah.
Otherwise it can really turn out to be a disaster. You know, people have to change their plans, and you got everybody, waiting to perform, and then somebody else to perform. Yeah, you really got to have it set up. And you're doing, what is it that you're working on now? Now, you've got more on your plate now going on.
Oh, my goodness, this should be. What am I not doing? Right now, we're working on Entertainment. Let me make sure.
Entertainment.
Yeah. Thank you. So kind. Entertainment Social Tech Concert Seminar that's going to be happening August 6th at the California Education and Performing Arts Center. And that's where we're going to have Mr. Eric Zulli himself is going to be speaking on the panel. He's going to be bringing his knowledge to the forefront. And it's not so much he's going to be, be the one that's going to be doing he's doing the interviewing, but he's going to be the one interviewed and also bring his knowledge and all that he does and teach people on it. So, and then we're going to also have, you know, CEO space panel up there, and there's so much more that's actually being involved. And, you know, the next two blow is they're going to be doing their auditions during that day also. So there is so much that is going to be involved in this, and everything's continuing to come forward, and we're having more guests. It's going to be huge. It's going to be just a huge event. And even
cutting
the tickets,
edge.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, this is cutting edge stuff. And, you know, you're a computer person. You keep track with some of this. You could see the transition of, you know, what's going on now, TV and everything, how it's, you know, tying into the computers and their iPhones and everything. It's such a transition. And this is the kind of seminar where you can keep up to date on the latest and be informed on what's going on. Because, you know, you got a business, and he's doing it a certain way, but he's not keeping up with the technology, while the guy next door is the same type of business, but yet he's getting everywhere because he's following through and keeping up with this. Like we were saying, the lack of knowledge can be costly, you know, for you or your business.
And, you know, and that's so true. That's what, you know, this event even touches on is, you know, where we are, you know, technology and blending it with social media and marketing, and, you know, how it goes across corporate, and how, you know, it is very important to be able to have that networking and updated marketing. Because, I mean, actually, for example, there's like two clients that I have run into this past week that, you know, you ask them, do you have your social media? And they're looking at you like, what? And it's like, you know, do you have a Facebook? Do you have a website? You know, and technology has moved even past that to where everything's on, you know, your app. You carry everything on your phone. And so we have the Easy White app where, you know, everything goes to the app. And, you know, through that, everything spreads out to, you know, the different things that we do. But that is how important everything is. Nobody carries around their laptop. Not that much anymore. It's all on their phone. So educate, you know, everyone in, you know, how to be able to market and to network, you know, is what better way than to bring the best of the best to the forefront.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, extremely important. And like you said, it's, another transition. It used to be like, wow, look at the convenience of bringing your laptop with you. Now you're starting to look dated if you carry some of that around. You need a bigger screen, but... You know, it's just about everything can be done on your iPhone. And when I look at my old set of encyclopedias, which weigh over 100 pounds, and thinking not only all that information is on the phone in your hand, but it also has videos, which aren't in the set of encyclopedias, how they put all that in. And then they're talking about how chips are getting smaller and how they're doing research, I'm getting this stuff microscopic. You know, that's where is this going, Sophia?
Yeah. It's funny that you even mentioned the encyclopedias, because I remember just like you growing up, and, you know, that was it. When you had an the set of encyclopedias in your house, you know, you thought you had it, you know, and then it moved past that. And, you know, even in school, like for me, you know, we did typewriters. There was no computers.
Yeah.
You know, not introduced to the schooling yet, you know what I mean? And, you know, same thing with 8-tracks and images. Goodness, but technology.
You're mentioning that stuff. I actually, printer wasn't working, so I thought, I got to put this letter together. And I actually went out looking for a typewriter, and the people were looking at me like, what? You know,
exactly.
And they're showing me these printers and these all these things. I said, no, I mean, you know, a typewriter that you just pull a letter out the piece of paper. And they looked at each other like, you need to go to the museum.
It's about it, too. I'm serious. It's like bad. It's really bad. Right now, at our age, I'm sorry to say, but we have to be reeducated, because the kids in the school now, you know, they're brought up, you know, I mean, like, for instance, my daughter, what does she do? They're taking their tests on iPads. You know, they're no longer even doing it on computers. You know, they're doing it on iPads. You know, and it's just like me, I'm still learning how to work my phone. My son told me, if you don't know how to work it, don't have one.
We were at the Apple store, which you have to make an appointment to go to because they're so busy. And while Eric and I are sitting there, I looked over and there's these two little kids. I'm talking about little kids. And they each had their little iPad, and, you know, they're working with, I think it was little puzzles or something with the little bear that comes out, things like that, but it's still a learning situation for them.
Mm-hmm.
And how they're moving their finger across the board to move the rock to the left and this and that, it's a beginning. And these kids, by the time they're in preschool today, they're probably knowledgeable on all this stuff, let alone by the time they're in first or second grade. So it's turning into a totally different way of life for young kids.
Yeah, and, I've seen them as young as like, it seems like two and younger. You know, they have their phones or their iPads, you know, their parents, and, you know, that's what they're being entertained by. But at the same time, they're, you know, they definitely know how how to work at that age, and it's just amazing. It blows me away.
Yeah, now the parents are asking questions. It used to be the other way around, you know. The kids are coming. Now the parents are going to the kids. How do I? Oh, it's easy. All you do, and they know how to do it. So to them, they show you real fast, and you're going, well, wait a minute, because they know how to do it so well, and you know they have to show you, but it has to be a step by step. Because if somebody just comes over, just do this and this. If there's one particular icon or something that's not directly, it things off.
Excuse me, my dog.
Sylvia, thanks for stopping in, and I you're a good example of getting orchestrated, and the way you help with all the events, and it's just amazing. And so we'll be seeing in the future. And when you mention August 6th, I keep thinking 1949, because that's 8-6-49 is my day, and I'm thinking, wow, that time went fast. But anyway, till then, my dear, thanks for coming on, and we'll talk to you again. We'll have you back on and get updates on things.
Most definitely. Well, thank you. And just have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
All right, Sophia. We'll talk to you later. We'll go into – do we want to go into a commercial before we do a gem?
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Gems from Gems.
Well, I'm glad Sophie had a chance to stop in because she is a good example for us baby boomers, although Sophia's not a baby boomer. But she is just organized. And I just run into people, and we tend to get a little disorganized, I should say. As time goes on, sometimes we accumulate too much or don't keep on track. So that's the real, and so we want to thank Sophia and have her on again. I was touching base with the investing part of it, and we get emails and requests. I talk to people, where are people putting their money and so on. We've had mistakes that we've made over the years, and, you know, they can be costly and even more costly, not just in finances, but in time when you lose, X amount at 55, 65 years old. And we're talking about Warren Buffett, and they said he drinks 5 Cokes a day, but he invests in Coca-Cola. Well, so I'm just going to give you a couple of the tips that Warren says. Stay in the stock market. Buffett does not believe in investing in cash, currencies, or gold or other commodities. Investing in low-cost index mutual funds, he is famous for buying large amounts of stock in a few successful companies. He emphasizes that selecting the right companies to invest in takes a lot of work and a lot of know-how. Again, we've always said that you got to know what you're doing. So instead of being an amateur in a professional's game, you should just be in a game with a mutual fund, okay, that does not whittle away your investments with high management fees and a lot of trading costs. Number 3, check your emotions at the door. Buffett reminds us that the stock market jumps around as people get more or less excited. But regardless of the value of the goods and services produced by American companies, eventually rises over time. Ugh, good advice. Next, don't get your hopes up. On the other hand, don't ever expect the stock market to bail you out of short-term financial trouble. Over the long term, the value of the stock market will go up. Leave some to your children and the charities. And remember, what I left with my report, one of the hot topic reports, you must get up to date in your wills and things like that, because the situation with Prince, they said he didn't have it put together with the will, and that it just makes things complicated for your beneficiaries. So, number 7, real estate. My own take is on this with real estate. I'm not going to go into a long thing in real estate, but you can make a lot of money with it. And again, you got to know what you're doing, because you could wind up purchasing a house that you think is going to be a flip and it doesn't flip. So there you have to sit and you have to pay, you know, to keep the mortgage going and the taxes and the HOAs. Research, are there going to be HOAs? Is there a Mellow Roost? You know, and you want to get into something, you want to get the lowest interest rates. And there's a lot of different ways of buying. It's too much to go into now, but, you know, you have asset-based loans where you're actually borrowing on the entity, say, in a business. You're borrowing on the articles that are in the business as you purchase it. But on homes, there's assumables, there's REO, real estate-owned properties that the bank owns. But when you get these properties, you really want a gap between what these prices are on the existing homes on the street and what you're paying. Because even if you get a property that could be maybe $50,000 in a market or something, it's not a big spread, because when you have your, you know, all you put into the property and then you have your repair costs and this and that, and how long is it going to be before you, if you are going to rent it, if it's going to be rental property, if it's just a flip, what's the situation with selling it? Because you have your real estate fees tacked on. You get to basically have a lot of fees that eat up that what you think is going to be a $50,000 gain. You have to basically get in lower than that. So number 9, you have individual retirement account or the IRAs, and number 10 is the wild card. The wild card is basically the spot you reserve for all of you that feel a twinge of fear when considering 20-plus years with nothing to do. This category would be classic cars, sports memorabilia, coins and collectibles, and so on. That's why they call it the wild card, or starting your own business. And getting back to, you know, what we talked about, the considering the 20-plus years, you know, you're sitting back when it's time to retire, you're considering it. That shouldn't be a thought. There's so much to do. You know, you have your volunteer work, research, something you've always wanted to do, hobbies, senior clubs, travel, etc., helping out. But anyway, just want to touch base on some of that stuff. There's so much to investing. Listen to our past shows. We're coming to the tail end of our show here, and I just want to keep that emphasis going where you want to do your homework. No matter what you're going to be investing in, research it and take your time. You know, it's a commodity that you want to be careful with. So anyway, we're going to basically call it a day here. There's a lot more on investing and tips, and Rafe will have her updates on tech situations. And remember, Radio Boomers Live, text 2177 to the easy way. And till then, guys, we went a little bit over, but we'll be talking to you next week. So we'll be signing off. Till then, guys, keep active. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.